Now, another Astros podcast.
First pitch to Reddick, and Josh drills this one deep to right field, and you can kiss that one goodbye.
Wow.
A grand slam for Josh Reddick. That's the cherry on top of the sundae for the Astros as they lead it 16-4. Man, was that crushed.
He got every single ounce of his strength into that ball. That was fireworks.
Boyd comes set. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Camargo goes down on strikes, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros hammer the Atlanta Braves, winning tonight by a final of 16-4.
Pretty impressive stuff. 30-9 now on the road for the Astros. 11th game, scoring 10 runs or more in a game. This season alone, they did it 11 times last year in the entire season. What an offense.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Well, first time at SunTrust Park, and there was some rain before the game, so the tarp was on the field, so you didn't get to take batting practice, and hitters didn't get a chance to check out the background and the new field, but it didn't matter. Still wound up scoring 16 runs and won pretty handily.
We adjusted to the park pretty quickly, and it was a long day. You know, the games are late here. New facility, guys really enjoyed being here, and then we put on an offensive display during the game. It was exceptional to watch. Our entire lineup have great nights. Multiple guys have three or four hit nights. Very explosive night for us, you know, from the first inning all the way to the ninth inning grand slam by Reddick. Just a complete offensive performance by our team.
It's been amazing when you think about maybe the hottest hitter in the lineup right now, bats in the bottom third of your order, and that's Yuli Gurriel, and had another great night with a couple of doubles, including that bases clearing three-run double. But he seems to like being down there in that part of the order.
He does. There's, you know, I don't know if there's less pressure or it's just a comfort level with guys have slotted in where they belong, but it's nice to be able to get that kind of production. Both he and Bregman had really good nights last night. With losing the DH, it's hard not having Beltran in there or Gattis in there, but, you know, having the pitcher having to hit. But even Peacock got in on it and scored his first career run. So all in all, a really good night. But Gurriel continues to impress with how hard he hits the ball on a line. When he gets going like this, he's got his batting average up close to 300. His OPS is really good. His run production has been exceptional out of the seven hole. And when we have that type of performance out of that part of the order, we're a really tough team to pitch to.
Brad Peacock, first Astros starter in 11 games to go six innings. Wound up pitching into the seventh, wavered a little bit in the seventh, but first six innings was outstanding.
He was a huge, huge strike thrower last night. It was. And I looked up at one point at 50 pitches, at I think 11 balls and 39 strikes. So it was just a pure pitching clinic on how to throw strikes and get ahead. These guys swing really early, so they're going to try to put the ball in play. And Brad had his slider going. He threw a couple changeups. His fastball had extra life on it above the zone. So he attacked them, and they were swinging early, and it was advantage Peacock.
Carlos Correa slid into home plate. Looked like he slid his left hand into the catcher's shin guard and wound up leaving the game with left thumb discomfort. Not in the lineup today. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He really should play, but I'm going to sit him, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, Marwin Gonzalez continues to play really well. Mm-hmm. And number two, just where we're at, the All-Star break's near. He's going to have a busy week going to the All-Star game. So I want to sneak in a day off that's convenient for him. It also will allow him to have his thumb feel a little bit better. He should play, could play. It's on me that he's not, just being careful with him. But I feel completely comfortable with a replacement like Marwin Gonzalez playing tonight.
Joe Musgrove getting the start today with Asher Tolliver getting options to make room for him. And Musgrove had been struggling since coming off the DL, but then went down to AAA and had a brilliant start, 7-1 hit innings, didn't allow a run. What do you hope to get from Joe today?
Quality strikes are going to be key. You know, like I said last night, Peacock had these guys swinging early, and they're going to swing early against Joe too. So you have to throw good pitches from the beginning, not just strikes. You have to throw quality strikes. And Musgrove has weapons to do that. He gets a little sloppy inside the strike zone, and that's how he got in trouble here. But he's got some of the best stuff on our team when he puts it all together. He was one of our top five starters when we broke camp. He went down and had a nice mental reprieve, not having to pitch with the third deck in the big leagues, and he didn't get punished for bad pitches. Threw very well in seven innings. So bounce back start would be nice from him. Getting into the sixth and seventh inning will be important. We've got our bullpen we use within wins available tonight, so we have a chance to sweep the series.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining.
You got it.
That's hit sharply past the dive of Freeman and down the left field line. Gurriel is on his way to third base as it's chased down by Kemp in the corner. Gurriel around third and coming home, and he will score without a throw. It's an RBI double for Alex Bregman, and it is 8-0 Astros. Bregman ends an 0 for 11.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Alex Bregman with three big knocks yesterday, including a couple of doubles. You guys were on a doubles barrage yesterday with seven in the last each of the last two games. Alex, what are you doing to seeing the ball so well right now?
I think our team is just putting together good at bats up and down the lineup, and just trying to piece together at bat after at bat and figure out a way to put together good innings. And when we got off to a four-run lead yesterday, it kind of gave Peacock a good cushion, and you could tell that he kind of took over the game from there.
He's good at bats, and we see this so many times now. How contagious is that?
Oh, it's super contagious. You see one guy go up there and get a hit, and you're like, oh, I better go up there and get a hit too, and at least put together a good at bat. And it's been fun, man. We've been swinging good pitches to hit and hitting them hard.
Is there any different approach for you when you're facing a right-hander or a left-handed pitcher, or does it just depend on his type of stuff?
Oh, I think it just depends on the type of stuff that the pitcher has and what he's trying to do to get you out. But I think the biggest thing is sticking to your strengths and knowing what you do well, what pitch you handle well, and trying to square that pitch up.
How excited are you for your buddies that are on the All-Star team? Five guys are going to go out there. Could be more, a couple more. What do you think about that? I mean, how excited are you for them? And looking forward, how anxious are you for to be able to join those guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous honor for them, and it's really cool to see, and they all deserve it. George, Jose, and Carlos have been unbelievable, have really set the tone for this offense, and then Lance and Dallas have been huge all year for us. Every time they pitch, we feel like we're going to win the game, and yeah, there should be more. Marwin Gonzalez should be in the All-Star game. Awesome. It's unbelievable how he's not. And a guy like Chris Davinsky, if you compare his numbers to any other reliever in the league, I mean, he's...
He stacks up.
Yeah, he's if not better.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive first half for this team, and it's going to be really cool to see them play in that game.
For a young guy, and I was talking to your hitting coach, Dave Hudgens, the other day, Alex, and I said, hey, what are you guys working on with Alex? And he said, you know what, the biggest thing I want him to do is to keep doing exactly what he's doing because he's got the third best exit velocity on our team. How is it for you not to change things when you're not getting the results sometimes that you're not? Not to say that you're not, but sometimes you got to get a little dejected when you hit a ball right at a guy.
Yeah, it's part of the game. Baseball is a game of failure. You're going to get out more times than you get a hit.
Yeah,
it's tough sometimes when you're squaring the ball up just as much as anybody else, and you're hitting it at people. But the thing is, you got to keep showing up to the ballpark every day, ready to learn, ready to get better, and continue going out there and grind. And it's a long season. It's just the beginning of the season. I mean, we're halfway through it, so there's a full second half to play plus playoffs. So where you start isn't where you're going to finish, and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Last thing, Alex, it's been a magical ride so far. Do you ever think about how cool it is to have guys like Beltran and McCann and Reddick here, and just know that, hey man, I've got to really take advantage of these guys' knowledge for the little time that we're going to get a chance to spend time with these guys. Does that ever register in your mind that they're not going to be here that long?
Oh yeah, I think about it often actually, and I try and pick their brain as much as I can.
Yeah.
Yesterday before the game, I talked to Beltran for probably an hour just about baseball stuff and about hitting and. Just being able to get the knowledge that they have and be able to pick their brain and figure out what works for them is huge. And hopefully we can get all three of them a World Series this year.
There you go. That's Alex Bregman. Thanks for catching up and keep raking.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.